Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and the good Sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack with us. CSPOA.org, the website. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. This is the broadcast for February the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Hour 202 with the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Last hour, Sam Bushman, I publicly call for Ammon Bundy to be nominated for 2020 Nobel Peace Prize. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, they claim a huge number of Americans are satisfied with their lives. 90%, they say. I think a few people are, but man, you know, I don't understand that kind of a poll. It all depends on, I guess, how you manipulate the questions asked, because most folks aren't very satisfied with their jobs, with their lives, with their, and that's why there's so much alcoholism, so much drug abuse, so much divorce, so many negative things in our society, so much suicide. I mean, it's strange that all those repercussions could be everywhere around us. Shockingly so, Sheriff, shootings and all these ills of society, but yet 90% of the people are happy? There's some disconnect somewhere, sir. I'm not very smart, you know? Help me. Help me, sir.
Well, yeah, a lot of the people, though, who do drugs would tell you that they're satisfied. Many of them who are drug abusers and technically still not, quote, addicted, you know, they enjoy the drinking, they enjoy life, you know, all the people who really guzzle down beer at a ball game, those who use golf and going to sporting events do so they know it's a good time to go drinking. And, you know, they're still happy, they still love life, and they think that doing the boozing is part of happiness. And so they're going to still say,
wow,
yes.
There you go. Good and point. I guess it depends on how you define it, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And as long as an addict can still get his next fix, he's going to say the same thing.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, what if you're in politics? You're probably pretty happy, too. In fact, after acquittal, Donald Trump jokes about being president for life. Speaking of the good life, Sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I think maybe that goes back to what I said, you know. But
what do you think about Donald just saying he wants to be president for life? It was a joke, but what do you think of that kind of a joke?
Well, I also think, you know, when you talked about boozing, that's one thing that I really admire about Trump. He doesn't drink. And
amen. Good point. He doesn't do drugs either.
The socialite that he is. And to go to events and parties and whatnot and not drink. And it's so accepted in the political parties and events that they have. I mean, when you toast somebody, that happens at political events all the time. And I so admire him for that he's not. And George Bush, neither one of them could say that. And certainly the Clintons could not say that. And, you know, that's the amazing thing. President Trump says BS, bull-loney, with the crap part of it in there. And these Democrats are just so offended. Were they ever offended by Hillary Clinton throwing F-bombs all the time? And when they were talking about people come through their congratulations line after that, and she's F-bombing all over the place? And yet nobody was offended by that. She's a little uptight, you know. And as Patty Stockman said, there's a different standard for the Clintons. There always has been, because they were Democrats. And you see, Sam, that's the part that really gets me mad.
Part. I understand. And it's a sad tale to tell. But Hillary Clinton, speaking of the good life, so Trump basically joked about being president for life, but Hillary, speaking of the good life and the protected life, as you mentioned, she's pretty happy she's not behind bars. Of course, Ammon was, but Hillary, no. But Hillary Clinton, quote, VP possibility, you ask? Never say never, but she tells Ellen she doesn't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that they're looking for somebody. And Sam, this is the crazy thing. And off air, we mentioned real briefly Mitt Romney, and I think he's probably one of the biggest hypocrites ever on the political stage.
Wait a minute, Mitt Romney's your buddy.
Yeah, he was never my buddy, even when I said I was going to vote for him.
Yeah, let's be clear. I joke with Richard Mack about that because it's fun, because I really like to tease him. But the truth is that Richard Mack was never a Mitt Romney fan. Richard did feel like, given the political circumstances and the landscape that was presented to us at the time, that it may have been the best choice given the circumstances that we had. Is that a fair assessment?
I still wish that he had beaten Obama.
Understood. But is that a fair assessment of or characterization?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
But I'm even more ticked off at him now. But
sure.
Be that as it may, the rumor has been started, and I heard it on the news yesterday, that the Democrat and the DNC is considering asking him to run for president as a Democrat.
He just might do it, huh?
And certainly, John McCain was considered for vice president for John Kerry. And I believe that they will court Mitt Romney.
What would they do? Would they grab?
Definitely consider it, because he's always been a Democrat. He's always been a socialist. He's never been constitutional. And now, all of a sudden, in his career of political compromise and compromising standards of that church that he said he loved so much and that it defines who he is. Well, if you're a devout political socialist, as he has been, who has never been constitutional, who has never once talked about the Constitution or its tenets, and now voting against Trump, he invokes both his religion and the Constitution. What an absolute liar. Okay.
All right, now here's what I find interesting about this. If he did jump to the Democrats, isn't it too late for him to file?
No, it's not. No. Yeah, I mean, he's behind on these
early states,
on the primaries.
Yeah.
But he could get in this summer and still get in. But no, he can still get in.
All right, now here's the question. Do you think one of the other candidates would say, I'll put you on my ticket, and you're a VP, so you get the lift of the campaigning and everything else? In other words, what if he jumped with a Bloomberg, and it was, you know what, let's have Romney and Bloomberg. They're the two candidates of the East, but you know what? And, you know, what if Bloomberg said, hey, I've spent a lot of money. I'm going to put Romney at the top of my ticket, or else Romney's going to be the VP pick under me. You know, what about not only one, switching parties and doing what you're proposing, but two, drafting in support from another candidate?
Well, I think that's a possibility. And I think that he's up to the compromise, and he is a compromiser. And he's a compromiser on principle. And I just don't know what he was thinking that he was going to gain by what he did. But if you'll notice, I already saw something on the news about how he was at some event, or that they mentioned his name at the Democrat debate last night, and he got a thunderous applause. And so, you know, the left media is really with him. And
by the way, not only are they with him, but they have been for decades.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, the left media went after him kind of crazy things when he was going against their precious little child that gave them a funny feeling, a wonderful feeling up their leg, like Matthew said. But, you know, they went after him a couple things. But the things they went after him on were so innocuous when he was running against Obama, the anointed one. And so, really, that was really hard time for Romney, because he might be the anointed one now, but Obama was at the time, and you cannot touch Obama. I mean, you know, the first black president in American history, and boy, you had to get out of the way of that precious anointed one. And Romney's only mistake was, you know, going after the anointed one. But
who do you think Romney is most likely to partner with?
That's it. Wait, say that again?
Who do you think Romney's most likely to partner with if he partnered with somebody? Because the question is, if he did jump on the ticket, I think he could switch parties fairly easily. I think he could jump aboard. I think he'd get so much media coverage. But who would he have with him, do you think?
The easiest one would be Biden.
And would Biden be president and Romney be VP, or what would be?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You think Romney would jump, switch parties to be a vice presidential candidate?
I don't think he would. I really don't think he would. I don't see what purpose it would serve, and I think it would actually hurt the Democrats, not help.
With Romney on their ticket.
Yeah, I think it would hurt them.
I don't know. Now, the problem is that here's the deal. The biggest problem for Romney is that a lot of the Christians won't go for Romney because he's a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or a Mormon.
Right. And a lot of Mormons will be more upset with him than in favor of him doing that.
Yeah, that's for sure. In fact, right now he's already tanking in Utah as a result of his move. Although the mainstream press,
I want to run against him for Senate.
Although the mainstream press is loving him, but you got to move to Utah to run against him for Senate, sir.
Oh, I know, but I would love to do it because I think it would be really fun to just go after him. And the key issues that would be brought up, of course, would be abortion.
Is this an announcement?
And the Constitution.
Hey, man, is this an announcement? You got 4 years to gear it up, buddy.
Negative, it's not.
Oh, too bad.
I would love to.
Too bad. All right, ain't tight. They say it's a tie between, what do they call him, Cheating Pete, some are saying, and Bernie Sanders. They're tied. Let's talk about it.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, Ben Shapiro brings up the idea that the Democrats and the media were praising Romney as the worst person on earth in 2012. It's because he was running on the Republican ticket, according to Fox News. Now, they say, Trump impeachment hit list, Democratic asset Romney at the top of the list. GOP reps are now calling for Romney to be expelled from the Republican organization. And anyway, it's a big to-do. And now they're saying that, you know what? Romney is completely isolated by the Republicans. They say no senator ever voted to remove a president of his own party from office until Romney, Washington Post. This is not a small thing. And Romney's going to have to do something. There has to be a plan. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's running for president or not. But, Sheriff, there has to be a plan behind this. This can't just be pure stupidity. It's got to be calculated.
Well, yeah, right before break, I was just saying that. I don't know what he was hoping to achieve. So if he's going for any political hay, it has to be with the Democrats and the left, hoping still that maybe he would maintain some moderates or some Republicans on that side. So it looks like it would be something that presidential, you know, and that's the only thing you can figure out is that he was making a political hay for that kind of a decision. So if he doesn't do that, you still have to wonder, why would he invoke religion and the Constitution, which he really never has seemed to care about in the past? Because when he was governor of Massachusetts, he completely compromised on two very powerful tenets of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, Donald
and
Trump.
He was a state president. I believe he was state president at the time.
Yeah, Donald Trump Jr. speaks out and says, Mitt Romney is my favorite Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, also, if you were trying to be a missionary, as we are all required to do, and you were trying to get the president of the United States to admire your religion, did he kind of go about that the exact opposite way? He would have gone, I am looking at the abuse that this president has taken. I have never agreed too much with this president. He and I have had our differences. But to be quite honest, my religion defines who I am. And I cannot watch this kind of abuse and dishonesty from the left that has attacked this man relentlessly even before he became president. This has been absurd. And if you compare it to the other presidents and what they have done in office, this does not rise to the level that these Democrats have intimated or even fabricated. And I will not stand with these people who have done such a heinous political act. That is where he could have made heyday for the church that he belongs to and that he seemingly so advocates. But that's why another reason why I think he's the epitome of hypocrisy.
All right, they say it's a two-front runner game on the Democratic side between Pete and Bernie. What do you think? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not surprised by Bernie, but I really was surprised by Buttigieg. Buttigieg, however you say his name. They say his name how it doesn't even look at all, how it spells, so I keep thinking about how it looks when I say it. But I'm really surprised by him. I thought he would be in like the 5% range. And he was at the beginning. He was. That's where he was. And what has brought him forward, I do not know. He's a nice-looking man. He comes across well. He does appear and talk presidential.
Who, Mayor Pete?
Yes. Yes. And I find his delivery almost Obama-esque. He's a very good speaker. And but I'm shocked that he has done so well in the polls and that he did so well in Iowa.
And has he really done so well, or is there somehow manipulation to make this appear that way?
Well, there certainly is evidence, more than just coincidental evidence to make it look that way. But, Sam, the people that have gotten behind the LGBTQ movement in this country, I'm sure have gotten behind him. And so you're talking about a huge movement there. But when you come to the actual existence of people who are part of that community, it's very small. So it certainly doesn't rise to the level of 25%. So I don't know why he's doing so well, except if you're just looking at somebody who is a Washington outsider, but still, within the political realm of the Democrats, and that comes across very well, almost charismatic, and a real good speaker, keeps us cool. You know, he looks like a pretty good candidate.
Now, what do you say, though? Is this just front-runner stuff? You know, when we saw the Democrat or the Republican stuff in 2016, you know, they said Trump was a never, and every candidate kind of had their, quote, day in the sun. Everybody had their, oh, my gosh, so-and-so's on the rise. And then, okay, so-and-so's now, I guess they've ridden the crest of the wave, kind of an idea. Okay, do you think this is just that kind of scenario where they're letting candidate, and kind of fire up, flame out, and melt down, and Pete's on his way out, or do you think this has sustainability?
Well, it could. I don't think he's going to do well in South Carolina and some of the other states that are coming up. But, you know, if you look back at Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton, they came out of obscurity and won the nomination and became presidents of the United States. So... You know, you got to look at, you kind of go back and forth with that ping pong ball there politically. And so if he were to be the candidate, I would really kind of look forward to it in some ways. And I don't believe he could beat Trump, kind of for the same reason that one of the Democrats in Iowa said, oh, I want my vote back. I didn't know he was homosexual or I didn't know he was married to a man. She may have known that he was homosexual, but she didn't know he was married to a man. And she said, no way. And, so thus being a Democrat, you know, they didn't blast her like they would have if a Republican had said that. That would have been headlines for weeks.
Yes, of course it would. So I don't know that there's anybody that can singularly, is that the right word, beat Donald Trump. I almost think with the impeachment scenario, with how well he's doing with the economy, unless they blow up the economy or do something crazy, I don't know that anybody at this point can beat President Trump, not because somebody may not be able to, but because the landscape is so set against them right now that I'm convinced that the only way is if a couple of candidates get together and take their huge voting block together, right?
Yeah. And if you were to pick somebody who would have a hard time beating Trump, as you alluded to, I think the one that Trump would want the most would be Joe Biden. I don't think there's any way he can do it. I think you can point to too many hypocrisies on that guy that just would...
All I know is I used to go to the swimming pool, and then little kids would come up and feel the hair on my legs and stuff that, and you know... Okay, yeah, this guy is just off the rails.
That, I mean, they can show all these pictures of him, even on stage where he's in public, kind of groping women, smelling their hair, you know.
Just being super awkward and weird.
Oh, it is totally. Yeah. And so, I really think Trump is salivating that it would be Biden. Biden has run for president before. He has done horribly. He's a horrible public speaker. He is really stupid. He is a very stupid man. The controversy and scandal with his son getting jobs because he's the vice president's son. I mean, that is so ridiculous. And
All right. Senator Bernie Sanders is trying to separate himself from Pete and from the others. So Bernie Sanders said on Friday that we have a racist society from top to bottom, Sheriff.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Bernie, I really respect him because the idiot things he's saying, he has always said. He really doesn't deviate from his agenda and never has. And for a politician, you kind of got to admire that.
As socialist as it may be, he's been an avowed socialist without equivocation for a long, long time, and he's had tremendous power, sad to say, in America in doing it, and maybe his power's going to increase, huh? All right, by the way, Biden was nowhere to be found. We'll talk about that coming up.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An American citizen has died of the coronavirus in China. The total death count now is 720. The criticism of the Chinese response is still increasing. Dr. William Schaefer at the Vanderbilt Medical Center.
It's been widely reported that people who are ill are not receiving sufficient care. And that's where a great deal of attention needs now to be directed.
Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined at military bases for 2 weeks. The U.S. is pledging as much as $100 million to fight the global outbreak. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were both removed from their jobs at the White House. Ambassador Gordon Sondland was also recalled from his post. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Some of the Democratic presidential hopefuls took to the stage on Friday in New Hampshire. They went after President Trump as well as each other. Former Vice President Joe Biden.
The president wants very much to stick a label on every candidate. Bernie's labeled himself, not me, a Democratic Socialist. I think that's the label that the president's going to lay on everyone running with Bernie if he's a nominee.
Former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Politically, we're facing a fundamentally new problem with President Donald Trump. So the biggest risk we could take at a time like this would be to go up against that fundamentally new challenge by trying to fall back on the familiar.
The New Hampshire primary is this Tuesday. This week, there's been some dangerous and deadly weather. At least five people have been killed.
Ooh, literally in a tornado.
Two tornadoes were reported in Maryland. There were no injuries, but there was major damage, with homes destroyed and trees uprooted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
While Bernie's out bold saying that we have a racist society from top to bottom, Joe Biden is nowhere to be found in New Hampshire as his polling numbers continue to crater, Sheriff.
Yeah, that always tickles me when I see him going so low and when the Democrats nationally had him way ahead. But I think the more he opens his mouth and the more that this is exposed about him and his son, you would have to be the stupidest person on the face of the planet or an absolute Democrat apologist to believe that Joe Biden thought that his son Hunter got that job on his own merit because he's such a smart guy. Nobody believes it. Even the ridiculous, stupid Democrats don't believe it. And those same Democrats will accept it. Say, well, that's okay. That's just politics. You know what? That's the fruit of being a politician or a vice president. You know, your family gets benefits. And so, you know what? That's just life in the political realm. There's nothing corrupt about it, blah, blah, blah. And then when you bring in that the quid pro quo that Biden actually did that will go viral and just be shown every day, and Trump sitting there saying, okay, this is what I said, this is what he did. Okay? So as soon as Joe Biden becomes president, he's going to be impeached for this. Okay? So why are you going to vote for somebody who's going to be impeached immediately? Okay? And so much more, I believe, is going to come. I believe, from investigations showing that the FISA courts and the FBI all fabricated stuff. I've been saying for decades that the FBI is nothing but a tool for politicians. Their reputation went a long time ago at Ruby Ridge, at Waco, and many other places where they have been so corrupt.
Well, and it even escalated substantially under the Ammon Bundy trial.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know that there's a worse one than Ammon Bundy. Literally, the government pointed guns at people and then lied in court and said they didn't, and they got caught.
Yeah, and they don't seem to learn from those incidents. And the greatest teacher of that, and the greatest example of that, is Ruby Ridge and Waco. Because they only happen like 10 months apart, 9 months apart from each other. And here they go in and kill Sam Weaver, and then the next day shoot an innocent lady holding a baby and kill her. And the hundreds of people that came in, the hundreds of thugs from the federal government that came in to surround this compound of a man who simply wanted to be left alone, whose only crime they established and that was well established beforehand was an entrapment of Randy Weaver to saw off a shotgun. And that was his only crime. And then when they did those bogus charges, he failed to appear. The only thing Randy Weaver was ever found guilty of was failure to appear.
And the failure to appear was a clear misunderstanding anyway.
And it was. But it was a bogus charge to begin with.
Of course.
So here we have that prompted his son to be killed and his wife to be murdered. And so, Sam, this was just on. Every Sunday evening for the last 3 weeks, they had it was entitled, and it was on Fox News. They actually showed this documentary. Fox News did 3 hours, 3 weeks in a row, of Randy Weaver. And they did a very, very good job of showing the truth. And it was very pro Randy Weaver because it showed the truth. And I have it all on recorded on my television, but I've been trying to pick it up on YouTube, but it doesn't appear that it's only parts of it are on YouTube. It was fantastic truth. And what they did to Randy Weaver, and they showed this time and time again. Here was a man who just wanted to be left alone. And, Sam, this has very rarely happened in the history of court cases. Jerry Spence, as you know, took his case for free. In fact, he even said to another attorney involved, he said, I would pay Randy Weaver to take this case because it's such an obvious case.
And this is an example where I could even vote for Randy Weaver for the Nobel Peace Prize. The difference, though, with Ammon is he's actively out there promoting peace, whereas a lot of other people have kind of vanished and we don't hear much about him. Ammon is doing all that he can as well.
Right. And this is the thing. Jerry Spence, after sitting there, and of course he cross-examined all the witnesses, but the prosecution went first. And they spent weeks and weeks trying to paint Randy Weaver as dangerous and trying to set this all up and that he planned with his wife to kill Marshall Deegan and that he was – they actually literally charged Randy with murder after they shot Randy in the back trying to kill him too. They just didn't get a clean shot through the heart. And so Randy was shot, obviously – he survived that. Kevin Harris survived his wounds, but should have died. He was dying inside there, and then they got him to the hospital in time to save him. And they charged him with the murder of Marshall Deegan. But this is what Jerry Spence did, and Sam, this is highly significant. Because the federal government presented their case first, and he was so adept at cross-examining them and refuting their testimony and proving that Randy just wanted to move there to be left alone with his family, he did not present a case. He did not present any defense. He rested. After the federal government rested or did their case, Jerry Spence says, "We rest, Your Honor." He presented no evidence. He presented no witnesses. Randy Weaver never took the stand. Sarah Weaver never took the stand. No one took the stand. And because Jerry Spence was so convinced that the federal government had buried themselves in court and had made a stronger case trying to defend what they did, made a stronger case for Randy Weaver, he presented nothing. Nothing new whatsoever. And it totally worked, and the jury spent about 3 weeks before they came back with a verdict, one of the longest times ever. 3 weeks coming back, and again, they came back with not guilty on murder, not guilty on gun charges, not guilty on any of the, not guilty on conspiracy. And this was an amazing
historical. But they still ruined his life.
Because of that.
And Hillary runs around free.
Yep.
All right. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, stood up behind the president and theatrically tore up his speech. Some are saying that, wow, they ought to kick her out of Congress for this, they ought to this. What do you say, Sheriff?
No, I think it's what really she has said that's the stupidest thing, Sam, that really you would think would be getting more press, is she nervously, her hands were shaking as she was tearing the papers, and it looked like she was a real weakling because she didn't tear them up all together. She had like 10 pages or so, and she was tearing up 3 or 4 pages at a time. She did it like 4 times, tearing up 10 pieces of paper. And you wondered, well, can't she tear those all together? She only tore them once. She didn't. If she really wanted the effect, she should have torn all of them together, tore them again, and then thrown them at the president.
Yeah, she should have just sat there and made a bunch of confetti the whole 2 hours long, and then just thrown a confetti thing at the president.
Wad them up, and throw them on the ground, or throw them towards the president. Don't try to hit him. But throw them at the president. I don't think she made nearly the theatrics that she could have. But this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard from Nancy Pelosi, and I've heard a lot. Sam, you and I have had fun talking about her
stupidity.
Oh, yeah,
she's just goofy.
Yeah, she is. And people who say she's politically astute and she's really smart, no, she's too obvious in her stupidity. Okay, she really is. She actually came out and said that all of the attorneys who represented Donald Trump during this impeachment and the trial in the Senate, that they should be disbarred and removed as attorneys and that never to be able to practice again.
It borders on insanity. All right, I want to move to a bunch of stories here. We got to get to them.
Okay.
So senators are now requesting travel records for Hunter Biden. Okay, now Glenn Beck also goes on to his radio program and unveils what they call a money laundering scheme linked to Hunter Biden and Burisma. You think you're going to see any reality on that when we come back, Sheriff? And then we'll talk about Maria. Her name is Marie Yovanovitch. We'll talk about her, too, coming up. All right, Sam and the Good Sheriff on your radio.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
A
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So there's so much to cover, so little time. But now Pelosi is demanding that Twitter and Facebook remove the video of her shredding Trump's speech, too. I mean, just think how stupid she... You go ahead and do this publicly in the most recorded event in the last month, and you're like, hey, man, you guys can't post that up there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you see, Sam, that's why I tell you, she is really stupid, and I don't know why people, even on the right, keep trying to say that she's so politically smart and she really knows what she's doing. You know, you have to really think that the voters in San Francisco area are the stupidest people besides her. But no, she's really too transparent in her insanity. And, you know, for her to say something like that about social media, what did she think was going to happen that day? She knew what she was doing, and then she wants to hide it? Oh, for goodness sake, what an idiot.
I don't even know how to respond. I don't even know what to say about these kind
either.
Of people.
Yeah.
And just saying that because at some point, you know, I don't even know how to have a conversation with these people.
Yeah, I mean, with her and Adam Schiff both, how do you have a conversation with somebody who just gets up there and lies and lies and lies?
But how do you even respond to demanding that Facebook and Twitter take it down?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, does she have some authority? Does she think because she's a lawmaker she can mandate it? Does she think they're going to go, oh, okay, good point, Nancy. It's taken down. I mean, what? I don't even understand the point of the discussion, really.
She smokes her own dope, and it just totally convinces her that she's right.
All right. What do you think about this travel records for Biden and the Glenn Beck unveils money laundering scheme scenario? Do you think this will go anywhere? And will there any? I don't want to say physically, but virtually, will there be heads roll over this, or will it just be like, nah, senators dug in. There's nothing here. Move along. Is that what we're seeing?
Well, if Trump wants the Justice Department to get after it and help him politically, then it will happen. I really think it will be more political hay than actual law enforcement or judicial hay. And I hope they really go after him. But if they really want to go after criminals, they'd go after the people who murdered Jeff Epstein. They'd go after the people who were having sex parties with underage girls, including Prince Edward and Bill Clinton, and any of the others, many others, who have been accused of that. And more politicians have been accused of that. And, oh, man, if you want political heyday, go after that. The thing of it is, Donald Trump has shown on some videos that he actually associated with Jeff Epstein and others. He was with his wife at the time. It shows that. But it does show him rubbing elbows with some of these people, including Jeff Epstein, at parties. And Donald Trump was saying, hey, oh, man, look at that girl. She's really hot. It was an adult girl. But, you know, maybe that's why he's a little bit reluctant to go after that. I don't know. But I really believe that that's the thing that should be gone after the most. We're talking about murder. We're talking about human trafficking. We're talking about forced sex slaves, underage girls that are doing that. Sam, is there any other worse crime that you can imagine? I mean, what, genocide?
No, but we're not really going to talk about that either. Bloomberg's hanging out with Weinstein. They're good buddies. Jeffrey Epstein's situation just flat out buried and ignored and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. And I don't think the evidence against Weinstein's very solid. You know, you have a lot of different witnesses saying the same thing, but you really don't have a lot of physical evidence. You don't have videotapes of him trying to do this or even in the act of it. The evidence against him as far as witness testimony and how many victims have lined up, but those victims are not together in the same room saying, you know, so really you literally have the same thing that Mike Tyson had. Their word against his, you know, and Mike Tyson only had one person, and he was sent to prison for 6 years, and I don't agree with him going to prison for one day. That's not enough evidence in court.
Right. In other words, there's got to be due process, and there's got to be innocence until proven guilty. This is the standard in America, sir.
And I'm sure he's guilty, but the thing of it is, do they have the evidence in court to actually say?
Well, and if they don't, then you can't prove it. See, it's not just guilty, it's proven guilty, sir.
Yes, exactly. And this, you have to have more than just one witness to a particular crime. One witness is not enough.
I understand. So are they going to convict Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, or are they just going to walk? You ready for my prediction?
I don't think Hunter's going to be convicted of anything.
They're going to walk, buddy, and I'll tell you how I know. Because when we had the chance to call more witnesses and drill into Biden, right, in the Senate, they said, no, we're not calling witnesses. Therefore, it's just going to be moved off. It's going to be, they'll even put some investigative people to grab all the evidence and bottle it up and store it away and classify it so you can't know. But they're not going to do anything, folks. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, you really don't get that unless you're like a Steve Stockman.
Sadly, true. All right, Marie Yovanovitch. Now, this lady was, the ambassador and all this kind of stuff? And
yeah.
All right. She says our democracy is at risk, and the ousted.
Good. I want to get rid of democracy.
Hold on, and the ambassador urges Americans to stand up in turbulent times. Now, I find this fascinating because, look, does she understand? How do we have these people working for government? They don't even understand we don't have a democracy.
Yeah, and Sam, that comes up a lot.
And you can say, well, Sam, it's just a little word. I mean, come on, we have a democratic part of our. I get it. But it's not just a little word. It's a whole fundamental system of government that's contrary to what we, number one, have by the rule of law, and number two, believe in.
Right.
It's not just a little word.
It's not. No, it's not. In fact, I think it's brainwashing. And every day when you turn on Fox News, guess what it says, Sam? It's talking about the 2020 election. They've already got their whole logo up there and their campaign slogan for their own TV coverage. It's called Democracy 2020.
And this is for who?
I go over that word every day in class with my kids, and they say, hey, what form of government do we have? And most of them say democracy, and I said, okay, look at the pledge. You know, oh, yeah, to the republic. No, Sam, it's ridiculous, and I really still wonder why we keep accepting this brainwashing and saying the opposite of what the Founding Fathers said.
Who's saying Democracy 2020?
Fox News.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with old Fox. Ignorant Fox.
People on Fox say deride democracy when people say that. But no, their whole slogan is Democracy 2020.
Yes, I understand. Sad to say, but true, ladies and gentlemen. And I know people just think, oh, it's no big deal, Sam. I say to you, though, ladies and gentlemen, it is a huge deal. All right, Judge Napolitano flat out ran off the rails. We used to consider this guy a friend. I don't know what on earth has happened to him, Sheriff, but the guy's just gone absolutely berserk. It's almost like the song about the squirrel in the church. But anyway, Andrew Napolitano explained on Thursday how Donald Trump legally could be impeached again just hours after slamming the acquittal in an op-ed. And he goes on and he talks about how Donald could be impeached. Donald violated the Constitution every 6 ways from Sunday. It's an absolute travesty. He's like Romney against Donald, but like on steroids now. What is wrong with Napolitano? Now, you would say, well, wait a minute, Sam. He's an attorney. He understands the Constitution. I don't think so, Sheriff. I don't know what his bender is, but there's an agenda with Fox, Napolitano, and Romney.
Well, we certainly talked about that article from Baldwin on your show about, you know, the things that Trump could be impeached for, and maybe that's where Napolitano is trying to hang his hat.
Well, and then I would say you just can't hand that whole historical reality to one man. That's just not fair.
Exactly.
That's not constitutional either.
Well, but that's the whole thing that we talk about, that Kurt and I responded, and both of us put reality on it. And that's where Andrew Napolitano is missing, Judge Napolitano. I still consider him a friend, but I find his comments ridiculous. And that man, if he had supported Trump in any way or just been kind of fair and impartial on his analysis of Trump, he would have been looking at a Supreme Court appointment. And we could have all benefited from that. But so I don't understand this. I'm going to email him and say, what on earth are you doing? We could have had you on the Supreme Court if you had just played your cards right politically. But he is off the rail. You're right. And I don't get it. And there's one other thing I don't get on him. He signed up with me because I asked him to personally to be on the Freedom Coalition. He said, yes, put my name on there. And then when it came to us asking him to help us, he said, I cannot help you. And he easily could just turn to Hannity and say, you know what, there's a huge story about an Amish farmer who's sitting in prison just because of FDA regulation, and got more than some people get for murder. And but he stated emphatically to me.
Now, here's what he's saying.
Help you.
Yeah, here's what he's saying that I find interesting, too. He says, hey, you know what? Napolitano, the president, is clearly guilty of the impeachment charges. Yeah, but it hasn't been proven so, Napolitano. No. I don't mean to be ignorant and attack you as an attorney, but look, you got to prove it, buddy. And that has not been done. You could say, well, if we would have called more witnesses, it might have been. But here's the deal. Then he goes on and says this. Double jeopardy doesn't apply to the president, he goes on and says.
Why not?
Well, because he's president there, and it's a different deal. Now, see, I disagree with that, too. Just because you become president, you don't lose your double jeopardy.
No, you don't. And they could charge him with other things, but they can't charge him with the stuff they just did.
Well, and the problem is, with the stuff they just charged was so vague and so broad, and that's one of the biggest reasons I would not impeach. I don't know what you could bring up that wouldn't fall into those categories that wouldn't constitute double jeopardy anyway.
Well, yeah, but this is the thing. The Fifth Amendment about double jeopardy says you cannot be tried for the same.
Yeah, but the things are so broad that they tried him for already that everything would fall under one of those two, right?
So they could hardly bring any of that up again. But I mean, they could find something else. You know, why didn't they go after the bribery charges against the porn stars who he bribed to be quiet? But because technically that's not even a crime. You offering somebody money to be quiet, then they would have to go back and recharge Barack Obama for the Reverend White, who he offered $150,000 to be quiet. And so, you know what? You want to talk about bribery? How about the lobbyists who come in and pay into the campaigns of all these people? Sam, I mean, that's why they have to be really careful on a lot of this, because every one of them are guilty of it. All of them. And they know it.
Yeah, I just flat out completely disagree with Napolitano. I know he's supposed to be this great constitutional attorney, but I don't get it. The charges against Donald were so broad and so vague, I don't think how you can convict anyway.
So corrupt. For him to support the corruption behind those allegations is ridiculous.
Anyway, there you have it. Not only that, he's using Fox News as his bully pulpit.
Yep.
Wow. All right, Sheriff. Thank you so much, sir. We'll keep an eye on the ball, buddy.
All right. Thanks for having me, Sam. We'll see you soon.
There he goes. He always does a phenomenal job, the good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack. You want to learn more? The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. His books and more are there. LibertyRoundtable.com. For Sam and the good sheriff, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.